In modern-day Nazareth, should you ever find yourself there, there is a large church called the Basilica of the Annunciation. It's the Catholic Church commemorating the event that we remember today, just down the street, past a few alleyways, across town. There is the Greek Orthodox Church of St. Gabriel, a church that is majestic because of its icons, every single inch of the place covered in pictures that are meant to draw us closer to the stories of Scripture, draw us into them in order to pray to the God who is beyond all our images, who is above all things. Next to the Greek Orthodox Church of St. Gabriel is a little-known site, not very maybe signaled by other things around it. It's just a very simple place that is called Mary's Well. It's the town's well, the spring of water that's been used for centuries, and it is a tradition of the church that Mary, though it doesn't say it in the scripture itself, Mary received her vision from St. Gabriel as she was at that well drawing water to take home. It was in the middle of her ordinary life that the extraordinary events broke through. It was in the middle of ordinary life that this young woman responded, "Here I am, a servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to God's will." Now, today's gospel is no ordinary text, and yet Luke is drawing on a large tradition of angelic visitations from the Old Testament. Abraham was told that he and Sarah would have a son in their old age by an angelic visitor. Prophets were called time and time again to bring a word to the people of Israel through visions and dreams. Gabriel himself, not a foreigner to the Old Testament tradition, steps into the prophet Daniel's visions in order to interpret, admonish, and bring people back to God. Angelic messengers showed up to these four mothers and fathers with a familiar refrain: "Do not be afraid." Now, I have never been visited by angelic messengers, at least not that I am aware of, but I have had moments in my life that have proven to be turning points, moments where a decision made a big impact on my life's trajectory, my sense of self, my place in the world. I've rarely noticed those moments when they are happening. They only come into focus with the benefit of hindsight. And at times, I find myself incredibly jealous of these biblical recipients of angelic visions, jealous of the urgency of their call, the clarity of their purpose, the assurance of divine support and provision. Rarely, if ever, have I encountered those turning points in my life totally confident in the assurance of divine intervention. There is a writer, an educator, an activist named Parker Palmer. He has written a number of books. One of them is called Let Your Life Speak. And in it, he tells a story about a time when he was heading headlong into a midlife crisis. He felt as though he had no clear purpose in his work, no clear vision for where his life was supposed to go. So he happened to have the opportunity to move to a community called Pendle Hill, just outside Philadelphia, a Quaker intentional community of sorts, where he worked and he prayed, and he took time to figure out what it was that he wanted to do next. After a few months living there, he was frustrated. "I have faith," he said, and the Quakers would often tell him, "Have faith and a way will open." But he said, "I have faith, and I just don't have the time to wait for way to open." So he sat down with Ruth, a retired woman in that community, well known for her wisdom. And Ruth looked at him calmly and responded, "I have been a Quaker all my life, and in all that time, way has never opened for me. But a lot of ways have closed behind me, and that has had much the same guiding effect. Way may not open for you and I by way of a burning bush or a pillar of cloud and fire. It may be that your call, much like Mary's call, will come in the ordinary events of life. Maybe it will be made up of everyday love and kindness shown to those close to you, in the courage necessary to care for our neighbors who are near, so that we can better appreciate those who are far. That decision, to be present, whether a way opens before you or closes behind you, is courageous in and of itself. To recognize the call right before you and respond with, 'Here am I, a servant of the Lord. Let it be according to God's will.'" The Bible may be full of glorious theophanies, but it is also full of minor ones. Stories of people who undertook ordinary tasks with extraordinary love. It is not just about Moses, but about the Hebrew midwives who refused to follow Pharaoh's orders and did not slaughter any of the young ones. It is not just a call to the wealthy and powerful, to those who take seats of honor at royal banquets, but it is a call to poor old shepherds out in a field on a cold, dark night. It is not just for the cream of the crop, the graduates of leadership academies, but simple fishermen, tax collectors, people of ill repute. In that moment, when you are faced with that most difficult decision, when the call comes in the ordinary day-to-day stuff, simply remember, be not afraid. Amen.